Hey, gang, you got a minute? Good. I want you to hear the story that came to us in this week's surprise package. The scene is a well-known living room. Listen.
Mary! Mary!
Now, Henry.
Alice!
Yes, Sam, I'll take care of you. I'll take care of you just as soon as I have one more hand free. In the meantime, let's all try to do a few things for ourselves.
Never mind. I'll fix my handkerchief myself.
Mother, could you speak to Mary, please, and tell her to hurry?
Henry, I'm tying your tie just as fast as I can.
Mother, it isn't you I'm complaining about. Considering that this bow tie is a perfect stranger to you, you're doing fine. It's Mary.
Mary!
Mary's pressing that tuxedo just as fast as she can. Now, please stop shouting.
But, Mother, according to my watch, it's 7:20 already.
7:20? Isn't it as early as that?
Early, Father? Gee whiz, I should practically be walking through the door of Kathleen's house right now.
My goodness, between getting two grown men dressed, Mary and I have hardly started ourselves. There, Henry, it's done.
It is? How do I look?
Sam, look at him. Henry's a man.
Henry, I realize that technically pajama trousers are evening clothes, but will the dance committee look at it in the same light?
Well, that's just it. That's just it. Mary's holding up my pants.
Pardon?
She's pressing the tuxedo on.
Probably doing the best she can. Alice, it's my turn now.
Now, dear, you know how annoyed you get when I'm not ready on
time. But, Alice, don't you want me to look my best?
Yes, Sam. Come here.
Father, are you speaking before the businessmen's club again?
Businessmen's club? I should say not. This is more important than anything like...
County Real Estate Board or something. About chambers or something. Hold still, Sam.
To be specific, Alice, I'm speaking before the State Chamber of Commerce on reform in real estate laws.
Dear, how can I fix your tie if you keep fidgeting like that?
I'm just putting my speech in my inside pocket. I don't want to leave that behind.
Henry!
Mary, have you finished my tuxedo?
No, it's not, Henry. Which chassis are you going to? The one at Town Hall or at the Country Club?
What's that got to do with my pants?
Oh, my goodness, if you're going to the Country Club, I won't have to worry about your trousers looking a little informal.
Gee whiz, Mary, don't you realize I haven't even tried them on yet?
Henry, you mean you rented that tuxedo without fitting it first?
Well, how could I, Mother? I didn't find out Father was using our tuxedo until this afternoon.
Our tuxedo?
Henry, go to your room and try those trousers on at once.
Yes, Mother, I'd be glad.
Mother, what shall I do with Henry's jacket? Lay it out carefully on the bed, dear, and finish dressing if you want to be ready in time to go with your father and me. Yes, Mother, and I certainly wish Henry would dance up or down. Sam, just look at you.
Is there something the matter?
You've buttoned your vest all wrong.
Well, how did I do that?
And dear, you're wrinkling your coat. Take it off and do your vest right.
In my opinion, the dinner jacket should have been included in the Emancipation Proclamation.
Don't hang it on the chair, dear. Put it on the bed where it won't get much.
Mother, is it considered proper to wear a belt with a tuxedo?
It is not.
Then I'll just let out my suspenders a little.
Doesn't your tuxedo fit?
Oh, it fits all right. It's just that if my vest were shorter and my pants longer, it would be more equalized.
Mary, would you answer the phone, please? Just put your robe on, Mary. We're all busy in here.
Henry, is that a price tag sticking out of your back pocket?
This? No, gee whiz, these are my tickets to the dance.
Well, we should find a safer place for them, dear. You're sure to lose them there.
Henry, it's Homer.
Homer? Thank you, Mary. Oh, and Mary, would you put these tickets in the inside pocket of my jacket while you're walking in that direction?
My goodness, Henry, what am I, your man, Susan?
Thank you, Mary. Hello, Homer.
Hi, Henry. Now, look, before you say a single word, remember, it's my car we're going in. And I've got half a mind not to go anyway.
What are you talking about, Homer?
You mean you're not mad?
Mad? What have I got to be mad about?
Well, I'm glad to see that you're looking at this intelligently.
Sure.
I hope Agnes and Kathleen feel that way, too.
Feel how?
Well, the last time I was late picking Agnes up for a dance, she stepped on my feet all evening just to get even.
Late? Why, Homer, you're crazy. It's only 7:30.
You're the one who's crazy, Henry. It's nearly 8:30.
What? You mean my watch has stopped? Listen, Homer, what's the big idea?
I'll pick you up.
We can't waste the time. I'll meet you at Kathleen's in 3 minutes.
3 minutes? It takes me longer than that to get my father's car started.
Well, gee whiz, hurry. Mother! Father! Mary!
Henry, stop running.
Where are my things?
Henry, what's the matter?
Don't stop me, Mother. I'm late.
Henry, stop pushing me around. My hair's falling down.
Where's my jacket?
Mary, give Henry his jacket. Sam, give him your pocket handkerchief.
Mine?
Don't argue.
Thank you, Mother. Thank you, Father.
Henry, you're forgetting your jacket.
Oh, gee whiz. Thank you, Mary. Goodbye, everybody. I'll put this on my way down.
Henry, look out for the loose rock in the hall.
found it.
Henry!
Goodbye!
Well, he's gone.
Thank goodness. Now we can concentrate on ourselves for the rest of the evening.
You mean she's gone, Mrs. Anderson?
I'm afraid she has, Henry. Charlie Clark stopped by, and Kathleen and Agnes decided to go along with him.
Is that right? With Charlie Clark? And I've got her tickets.
Well, Agnes apparently had Homer's tickets, and she said for the two of you to use yours.
Oh, boy, where's that Homer?
Henry, isn't that jacket a trifle large on you?
Oh, large, Mrs. Anderson, large. Well, that's the latest style.
It is?
Yes, ma'am. Each part fits a little different. It's supposed to make you look casual.
Well, you do look casual. I'll say that much.
Oh, well, that must be Homer now. Good night, Mrs. Anderson.
And now, don't bring Kathleen home too late, Henry.
Well, I won't, Mrs. Anderson. Gee whiz, Homer, what took you so long?
I had to push my father's car from my house to Main Street before it would start. Is Agnes mad?
She isn't even here.
You mean she went home? But she's got my tickets.
She and Kathleen left already with Charlie Clark. Come on.
Now listen, Henry, who are you pushing?
Homer, we've got to get there before it's too late. Don't you realize Charlie Clark's the best dancer in the school?
Now, Sam, don't rush me. If it hadn't been for you and Henry, I'd have been dressed in plenty of time.
Alice, this is probably going to be one of the most important speeches of my career. I don't want to be late.
We won't be late, Sam. Your speech isn't scheduled until 10:30. Now, calm down.
Mother, I'm all ready.
Oh, you look lovely, dear. Sam, you're putting your overcoat on over your vest. You don't even have your jacket on.
Well, when did I take my jacket off?
You see how excited you are?
I'm not excited. Where is my coat?
On the bed, Father.
Oh, yes.
My goodness, I've forgotten how lovely this brown velvet gown was. It's a shame to waste it on just a speech.
How do you mean that?
Mary, I thought you wanted to hear your father make this speech.
Oh, that's because I had a fight with Joe Graham and broke my date with him. My goodness, I can hear Father make a speech practically any night.
Alex, have I gained weight since an hour ago?
Here, don't be silly.
Well, this jacket seems to fit me tighter. It is tighter. Alex, this is Henry's jacket.
What? My goodness, you mean Henry took the wrong jacket?
Here are his tickets in the inside pocket.
Well, not really, serious. It almost fits you. Just wear it with the button open, that's all.
Alice, do you realize my speech is in the other jacket? I spent a whole week preparing it.
Sam, where are you going?
Where am I going to the country club to find Henry?
Sam, come back here.
But
just get yourself all excited, and I won't have you getting up in front of all those people with your face flushed.
But, Alice...
Now, Sam, there isn't any reason in the world why Mary couldn't go just as easily as you could.
I, Mother?
Certainly. Your father and I will drive on down to the mansion house while you find Henry.
And hurry, Mary, and give these tickets to Henry.
Yes, Father.
And don't come back without the speech. My entire reputation is at stake.
Homer, can't you go any faster?
Listen, Henry, we're getting there, aren't we?
No, but it's almost 9:30 already.
Well, I've got to take it easy. My father told me to do something to the car before we left, but I forgot what it was.
You forgot? Suppose it was important.
We're still moving, aren't we? You rushed me, so I was lucky I didn't forget more.
Gee, was what held you up in the first place?
Well, after my mother and father left for that darn dinner at the mansion house, I couldn't find my black socks anywhere.
You mean you're wearing colored socks with your tuxedo?
Do you think I'm a fool, Henry? I took a gray pair down to the coal bin and dyed them.
Homer, stop fooling around.
It's not me, Henry. Something's wrong with the car.
Do something. Pull the choke.
Pull the choke.
Or the throttle or something.
Okay, there.
Homer, what did you pull?
The brake. What do you suppose is wrong?
Homer, look.
At what?
At the gas gauge. It's empty.
You suppose that's what my father wanted me to do?
Oh, boy, are we in a fix. The nearest gas station is nearly 2 miles away.
Well, why bother about that? Why not get a hitch?
You mean leave the car here?
Sure. Who'd want to steal this car anyway?
Well, if it's all right with you.
Oh, boy. I hate to think what Agnes is going to do with my new shoes when I get there.
How do you think I feel? Don't you realize Charlie Clark's been after Kathleen for years? And now he's finally got his hands on her?
Henry, here comes a car.
Let's get out in the road, Homer, so we'll be sure and see it.
Pitch, mister?
Look out, Henry. I have a bigger thumb than you have. Pitch!
He's stopping, Homer.
Hiya, fellas!
Oh, gee whiz, Homer, it's Willie Marshall.
Boy, Willie, you're like a bolt from the blue.
You fellas going on the dance, too?
Is that where you're headed, Willie?
Sure.
Then you can ride us over.
Sure.
Get in, Homer, for 25 cents apiece.
What?
Boy, are you a crook, Willie. You mean you'd actually charge friends of yours 25 cents?
Sure, if you were strangers, it would be 10 cents more.
Oh, that's your attitude, Willie. Never mind.
Homer, we've got no choice. Get in.
All I can say is, Willie, this makes you practically a scavenger.
Well, fellow's got to make a living. 50 cents, please.
So fast, Charlie. Not so fast. My goodness.
Oh, gee whiz, Kathleen. Has that Henry got you in a lot of bad habits?
Is that a fact? Charlie, I'd rather dance than wrestle next time, if you don't mind.
Wrestle? You just had a lesson in some of the latest stuff there is. That Aldrich has only one step. The one step.
Is that so? Well, my goodness, Henry's feet may be a little large for the kind of dancing you do, but he waltzes fine.
Waltz? That's what I mean. He's prehistoric.
Kathleen Anderson.
Mary Aldrich, where's your brother?
Henry isn't here.
Mary, do you realize Henry invited me to this dance and he hasn't even shown up yet?
Why worry, girls? I can manage the both of you.
Oh, but this is awful. He's got the speech.
Is that where Henry is, making a speech?
He took the jacket with my father's speech in it and he's very upset.
Henry is?
No, my father. He doesn't even have his ticket.
Your father?
No, Henry. Where do you suppose he's gone?
Well, if I know Henry, he probably wound up at that other formal dance at the town.
Oh, my goodness.
He says that's here?
Well, I did hear someone mention the town hall. Well, I'd better rush right over.
Then tell him if he isn't here in 10 minutes, I'll never talk to him again.
Well, we're just about there.
Gee whiz, Willie, look out.
Boy. Sunday driver.
Willie, the least you can do for 25 cents is get us there in one piece.
That's all right. Here's the country club now. Last stop. Everybody out.
Stop shoving me, Henry. I'm getting out.
Don't you think I want to get in at least one dance?
Hey, fellas, wait for me.
If we did, you'd probably charge us for it.
We'll see you later, Willie.
Tickets, please. Positively no one admitted without a ticket. Can I have your tickets, gentlemen?
Yes, sir. Got them right here in my inside pocket.
Excuse me, mister, but would you know any nice, quiet spot inside where I could take my girl and sort of explain things to her?
I'm sorry. We don't allow anything like that at our dances, young man.
Oh, I don't think you understand.
Well, gee whiz, if that isn't the strangest thing.
Can't you find your tickets?
Well, I'll find them. I'll find them.
You better, buddy. If you don't find them, you don't get in.
Now, listen, Henry, stop fooling around.
I'm not fooling, Homer. The only thing I can find in my pockets are these darn papers.
Well, I might have at least waited until I parked the car.
Homer!
Did you find them, Henry?
Homer, do you realize what these papers are?
Why?
Sure, why? My father's speech, my father's speech. I'm wearing my father's speech instead of our tickets.
Y'all? Doesn't look bad on either, Henry.
How did that happen?
I don't know, but if my father doesn't get his speech back, there's no telling what will happen.
What's up, fellas?
Willie, how would you like to do me a favor?
It all depends.
Henry, do you think you could afford it?
Willie, would you be willing to drive back and return the speech to my father and get my tickets?
Well, that'd be an expensive proposition, Henry.
Remember, we're steady customers, Willie.
How expensive? How much have you got? Oh, no, Willie, how much?
Well, I'll figure in the wear and tear on the car, plus gas and oil, of course, and blowing in my missing half the dance. I don't see how I could afford to do it for less than $2.
$2?
$2? Boy, are you a crook, Willie.
That's it. Take it or leave it.
All I have is $2.
Does that include the dolly you owe me, Henry? I need that for operating expenses.
What operating expenses?
Have you ever seen Agnes E?
Willie, tell my father to advance me $2 when you deliver the speech.
That'll be 10 cents extra.
Listen, Willie, you can afford to throw that in for nothing.
Okay, let me have it. I'll chalk it up to Goodwill.
Here. And be sure my father gets this speech, Willie. Neither rain nor sleet nor gloom of night.
Never mind, Willie, never mind. Just hurry.
I'll go as fast as I can. If he isn't at home, Willie, he'll be at the mansion house.
Okay.
Boy, is that a load off my mind.
We still don't have any tickets, Henry. Do we have to wait out here till Willie comes? I don't think Agnes will hold out that long.
I'm just as anxious as you are, Homer.
Hi, Albert.
Oh, hi, Shorty.
Oh, you don't have two extra tickets, do you, Shorty?
No, I just went out to get my girl a scarf. Say, Aldrich, have you and Kathleen had a fight?
No, Jesus, whatever gave you that idea?
Oh, nothing, except she and Charlie Clark have been awful chummy all evening. Well, see you later.
Oh, boy, Homer, we've got to get into that dance somehow.
But how?
Homer, don't you realize Kathleen is in there with Charlie Clark dancing her head off?
Intermission time, and time to hear from two surprise vocalists, Gloria DeHaven and Frank Sinatra. Gloria, you're on. Logic, rhyme, or reason. Love can be found in every thought. Love gets around. In short, it has happened to a cricket in a thicket. It has happened on a streetcar and a bus.
There has even been a rumor that it happened to a humor.
Why shouldn't it happen to us?
To the mama of a llama, to a pelican, and to an octopus.
Since it happened to the swordfish, it no longer is a swordfish.
Why shouldn't it happen to us?
It's elusive, nobody has an exclusive on
take the legal, oh legal, the porcupine and the beagle, yes, and kangaroo. All kicks, woo, it has happened to a tuna at Laguna.
to a girl named Myrtle and a guy named Gus.
Waffle says, come see me by the shore, you'll be so gloomy. Why shouldn't it happen to us?
Oh, why shouldn't it happen to us?
There's no rationing on passion. The moon is always in fashion. It wins beggars and kingdoms.
Take the cheetah and eater, the halibut and the speeder, yes, and billy goats, all feel their oats. Oh, it thrills the tiny sparrow to its marrow, and the armadillo deems it super plush.
Why, ancient barnyard rooster finds it tight from where I booster. Why shouldn't it happen to us?
I had either. Please say that again, dear. Why shouldn't it happen to us? Why, oh, why shouldn't it happen to us?
Back to the troubles of Henry Aldrich. Henry has inadvertently switched dinner jackets with his father, leaving his tickets to the dance in his jacket and taking a prepared speech of Mr. Aldrich's along instead. So now Henry impatiently waits while Willie tries to return the speech and get the tickets. The scene opens at the Mansion House, where very shortly Mr. Aldrich is scheduled to address the State Chamber of Commerce.
Now, Sam, calm down.
Calm down? How can I calm down? There are 3,000 people in there from all over the state.
But they're not even through eating.
They're bound to finish sometime, and do you realize the position I'll be in if I'm called upon and I'm not prepared?
Everything will work out fine, dear. It always does.
Well, Mr. Aldrich.
You mean it's time?
There's a phone call for you. You can take it right over there.
Oh, thank you.
Sam, don't run. You'll fall and ruin your whole evening.
Alice, tell Will Brown to stall him as long as possible. Hello?
Let me speak to Mr. Aldrich, please.
Mary, this is your father.
It is? Father, what shall I do now?
Do. Get here with that speech at once.
How can I, Father? Henry's disappeared.
He's what?
This is the second dance I've been at, and I can't find him anywhere.
Have you looked carefully?
Yes, Father. I've even had Joe Graham looking for him.
Who?
Joe Graham. He saw me in the brown velvet again, and now there isn't anything he won't do to help. Joe, don't you realize I'm speaking to my own father?
Where are you now?
At the town hall.
What are you doing there? Henry went to the country club.
He wasn't there either, and shall I keep on looking? Stop this, Joe.
Never mind, Mary. I'll find him myself.
Sam, Will says you've still got plenty of time.
Alice, tell him to keep stalling. Make excuses. Anything until I get back.
Sam, you're getting flush.
Alice, if I don't find Henry, I'll be flushed for the rest of my life.
Mr. Aldrich! Mrs. Aldrich! Mr. Aldrich, aren't you home? Home! Darn it, now I'll have to go to the Mansion House. Boy, what I won't do for money.
If you think I'm going to climb over that wall in my tuxedo, you're crazy.
Homer, don't you realize what's happening? Kathleen's in there getting the wrong impression of Charlie Clark. And Agnes, Homer, think of Agnes.
Why?
She's probably inside by at least ten, surrounded by at least 10 fellas, all trying to cut you out.
10 fellas around Agnes?
Sure.
You're crazy. The only time Agnes ever had 10 fellas around is when she refereed that basketball game.
Look, I'll boost you up to the top of the wall, and then you help me. And once we get up there, we're set.
Is that a fact? It's that simple?
Sure. Here, put your foot in my hand.
Well, okay.
Ready?
Ready.
Grab the ledge. There.
Okay, Henry. I'm up.
Now help me up. Grab my hand. Got it?
Come on.
Pull, Homer.
I am pulling.
I'm almost there.
A little bit more, Henry. There.
Oh, boy.
Was that riff in your tuxedo when you put it on, Henry?
No, and this is my father's tuxedo.
Well, it isn't anything that can't be fixed. All you need is a needle and thread, and unless he looks at it in a certain light, he'll never know the difference.
You think so, Homer?
Sure. Let's get down off this wall.
Okay, jump, Homer.
Jump? Me?
Homer, you mean you're scared?
Scared? What makes you think I'm scared? I'm going.
Okay, go ahead.
Don't rush me, Henry. One, two,
three,
four,
five.
Are you all right, Homer?
Sure. Gee whiz, what was I worried about? Come on, jump, Henry.
Okay, here I come.
Come on, Henry, let's get into the dance.
Homer, we'll have to go your way. There's a hedge here.
There is. There's one on this side, too, Henry.
Hey, who's in there?
Oh, boy, let's try straight ahead.
There's no use. These hedges are all around us.
How? Homer, quiet.
Something stuck me.
I hear you in there.
Homer, run for it.
Where?
Straight ahead.
Ouch!
Henry, these bushes are covered with thorns.
Homer, I'm stuck.
Keep going, Henry.
Come out of there, you.
Homer, stop pushing.
Oh, boy.
Never mind your jacket, Henry. Run.
Well, mister, got a flat, I see.
Yes, you're perfectly right. I've got a flat. That's why I'm changing this tire.
Too bad it had to happen out here at the edge of town where there's no service station. Say, aren't you going to ruin that tuxedo working in it like that?
I'm being careful.
But that coat of yours looks a little tight.
I've got it opened in front. Look, I'm in a hurry, so if you'll just stand back, I'll tighten these bolts.
You're going to bend over?
How else would I do it?
Okay, go ahead. It's your funeral.
I'm going to tighten these bolts.
Is that one bolt rusty?
I'm getting it. What was that?
You don't need to worry anymore, mister. That coat's open both front and back.
Henry, do you think it's safe to sneak into the dance now?
Let's make sure we finally lost that doorman.
Do you see him?
No. And Homer, I'm going to get my father to sue the country club.
I don't blame you, Henry.
Boy, look at that jacket. What'll my father say? Needle and thread won't fix that rip.
You're right, Henry. You've got more rip than jacket.
Oh, so there you are.
Oh, boy.
Come on, Homer, run.
Hey, come back here, you two. Come on, Homer, duck into the lobby.
You mean inside?
Sure. Quick, behind this fern.
Can you see him?
Oh, boy. Homer, he ran right past the door.
Well, there you are, Henry Aldrin.
Kathleen!
So you finally got here.
But, Kathleen, I can explain.
Don't bother. I'm not in the habit of having boys who take me to a dance not take me.
Is Agnes as mad as you are, Kathleen?
Madder.
Let's go home, Henry.
My goodness, hide me, Henry, hide me.
You mean...
My goodness, I couldn't bear another step with Charlie. I'm simply worn out.
Well, Kathleen, the only reason we're late is that we've been waiting for our tickets to arrive.
Your tickets? My goodness, I have them.
You have?
Mary gave them to me early this evening.
You mean they've been here under our noses all the time?
Henry!
Well, gee whiz, Father, where did you come from?
Never mind, Henry. Reach into the inside pocket of that jacket, quick.
To the inside pocket?
Yes.
The only trouble is I don't have an inside pocket anymore.
Henry, what have you done to my dinner coat?
Father, what have you done to mine?
And my speech, what's happened to it?
You mean Willie didn't find you?
What's Willie got to do with it?
I gave Willie $2 to deliver your speech to.
But where's Willie?
Here I am. And boy, have you led me a merry chase, Mr. Aldrin.
Where's my speech?
Here. And if you ask me, I'm entitled to overtime.
Give it to my father, Willie, quick. Don't you realize he's late already?
Henry, how can I make a speech looking the way I do?
You mean it matters how you look, Mr. Aldrich?
Well, certainly it does. This is a very important affair. I've got to get another jacket somewhere.
Father, I know one we might get, but it'll be expensive.
Never mind that. Just get it.
Okay, Father. Willie, would you be willing to listen to an interesting proposition?
Thanks a million to Henry Aldrich and family, and to Gloria DeHaven and Frank Sinatra for coming along in this week's surprise package. Well, we'll be seeing you again next week, gang, when we visit you through the Armed Forces Radio Service.